economics. Rate, still a thorny issue. The government and the Bank of Thailand are on another collision course on the policy interest rate, given their drastically different approaches to mitigating the impacts of the Eurozone debt crisis, say economists. Since the government took office last year, the finance minister has disagreed with the central bank on a number of issues, such as who should repay the Financial Institution Development Fund's debts, and whether reserves should be used to finance development projects. High-profile interviews in recent weeks have indicated both are likely to lock horns on another issue, whether Thailand should cut the policy interest rate, the fee banks charge one another, and on which banks' interest rates are based. In its economic forecast at the end of July, the central bank foresees a slowing economy and easing inflation, a fall in demand for the country's exports, diminishing post-flood demand, and less fiscal stimulus would weigh on growth next year, projected at 5%. For this year, the central bank forecasts growth of 5.7%, a level bloated by the zero growth rate in 2011. But the finance minister has made clear he thinks a higher growth rate is possible and that the central bank could help by lowering the policy rate. He also views that banks should be persuaded to lend more in light of overwhelming liquidity at present. Somprawen Manprasut, an assistant economics professor at Chulalongkorn University, said that the direct and knock-on impact of the Eurozone on the Thai economy might be less than feared, as Asian markets would continue to support the country's exports. The government appears concerned about the Eurozone impact, but I've found that the linkage with the Thai economy is less than before. ASEAN Plus 6, adding China, Japan, South Korea, India, Australia, and New Zealand, would continue to support regional trade, he said. Mr. Somprawen said it might not be necessary for the central bank to cut the policy interest rate in the near future. The monetary policy has remained supportive of growth, with interest rates at nearly zero after inflation. The central bank expected inflation to average 3.4% in 2013, slightly higher than this year. Discussions on the interest rate should be in real terms as opposed to nominal. Real policy interest rate is what really affects the economy, and at present it is on par with the inflation rate, he said. The government could speed up disbursement of the budget as a means to support the economy next year, he said. The central bank's monetary policy committee has cited growing risk in the world economy, but voted to maintain the policy interest rate at 3% so that it will be left with some ammunition should the world economy worsen. Speedy budget disbursement was a key contributor to better than expected growth in the second quarter, aside from inventory. Therefore, the government should consider stimulating the economy through investment rather than consumption, as investment creates better multiplying effects on the economy, Dr. Somprawen said. He said consumers' purchasing power has been healthy so far, underpinned by record local sales volumes of vehicles and confidence in future employment. Dr. Somprawen said key indicators of the U.S. economy, such as employment and housing sales, had also shown positive signs, although the overall economy remains weak. Somchai Pakapat Wiwat, an independent analyst, said the government should not interfere with the central bank's monetary policy decision. Conflicts usually occur as the central bank has the mandate to maintain stability, while the government normally wants to boost short-term growth to impress voters, he said. The central bank has to warn the government about the risks of overspending. The central bank could lose credibility if it allows itself to be interfered with by the government. This will have an impact on long-term economic stability, Dr. Somchai said.